A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and DeGenevieve.
All right, here we go.
A new conversation on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Oh, parents are upset, but students are probably cheering. There's a big construction delay at a middle school in Saratoga Springs. And Dave, I wondered if this might be giving us an alternative to brick-and-mortar school buildings because the kids are still learning at home.
I'm curious because I know the kids love it, right? I mean, this is like the greatest snow day, wind day, all the days you get off because the school that was supposed to open on the first day of school, obviously, wasn't ready.
They are several weeks behind. It's Lake Mountain Middle School. The state fire marshal stepped in there yesterday and then denied occupancy. And now they're even further behind there. So we got Chris Hogan of Hogan Construction on the line. They're the company that is building the school. Here's what he has to say about it.
You know, we don't want to open a school unsafely either. It's all about the safety and the education of the children and the occupants, the staff.
Yeah, this is incredibly difficult. Anyone that has done any construction ever in their entire life knows that deadlines are a soft deadline. But it does seem like when it comes to schools, they do a pretty good job of opening up on time.
And we continue to ask more questions of Chris Hogan. He's over the company that is building Lake Mountain Middle School. They're several weeks behind. And he says, you know, we're 15 months into an 18-month project.
We have an 18-month contract to do the construction. And we're not even 15 months into it. But trying to work with them and work with our subcontractors and all of our crews who've been working overtime and, making personal sacrifices to be there and get this done as soon as possible. Unfortunately, it just wasn't quite to the level that the fire marshal wanted yesterday, and we respect that. And so, as soon as we can get him rescheduled and get that done, that is our goal. We're doing everything possible to get that in and minimize the inconvenience and the impact on education for the kids and the teachers.
It seems so long ago, but you'll remember in the spring, it was wet. I mean, it was wet. I remember I was trying to get my house painted, the outside of my house painted, and we had to wait because it just, every time we scheduled something, it was like, oh, here's another rainstorm. They had to push it back. It had to warm up. Construction is at the mercy of weather sometimes.
Troy Whittier is a father of two Lake Mountain Middle School students. Sorry, Troy. I'm sure it's hard to find a place for your kids to go during the day. And I'm thinking if you're a working parent and there's no parent at home full time, I'd imagine you're going through a lot of stress right now.
For parents that don't have, someone at home, it could be stressful.
I bet.
Thank goodness it's not an elementary school. At least with junior high kids, you can kind of, you're on your own for a few hours. Make sure you do your homework. I'm sure no video gaming will be going on.
But of course, your son loves it, Troy.
Me, I was kind of happy because I'm behind schoolwork and I should not be.
Frank Mueller, one of our producers here at KSL News Radio, stepped in the booth with us because you've got a child enrolled at that school. What are you doing with your kid?
Well, he's at home and he's supposed to be in charge of himself, and usually we'll give him, obviously they have some assignments from school, and then we'll try to get him to do some chores around the house. But there's a lot of time spent on video games and TV apparently too while we're gone.
I'm willing to bet he is the happiest child alive right now. Or is he bored? Has he moved from having fun to being bored?
I think he's still enjoying it. He did yesterday though, when I told him about the delay, he did sound a little disappointed. But it was kind of a half-hearted disappointment.
Oh, and, Dad, and that's course, so bad.
None of his siblings were happy because they're all like, we have to go to school and you stay home.
Frank is not only a producer here at KSL News Radio with us in the morning. You helped get a hold of Chris Hogan who is in charge of the construction project there at Lake Mountain Middle School. Did you get an idea? That it sounds like they really have no date set for opening. Did you ask him about that?
I think that essentially what he said, or what I took away from the conversation, was that rather than set a new date, they want to make sure that the fire marshal is going to give them the okay. And then they're going to allow the school district to set that date. I think that they're feeling a little, I don't know, bothered by the fact that they had a set date and now that set date has been moved back.
I know Hogan Construction. They have a very good reputation in the community. What does this mean to them that they missed a date? Is this a big deal for them?
It certainly seemed like a big deal for them. Obviously, they do a lot of work on schools, and not only schools that they're building new constructions like this one, but they do a lot of renovation work. And so they're used to both working with schools that have students in them and working around that schedule, as well as working on schools and new constructions. And in fact, they say on their website that obviously this has changed, but on their website it says specifically that they have never missed a school opening before. So this is a big deal for them.
Lake Mountain Middle School students still at home, online learning, Frank?
They are online learning, which, yeah, interesting.
What does that look like? I'm curious because was there something in place? Are they just kind of flying by the seat of their pants? How are kids getting educated? What does your son's homework look like?
You know, it's different for each teacher, and I think that's because the teachers weren't necessarily prepared to be doing online instruction. And so some of them are very new to Canvas, which is the tool that they're using. Some of them have used it for a while. And so each teacher's online teaching is very different, and the kids have to adjust for each one.
We looked up some data before we came on the show this morning about online learning, because I thought, how does this story in Saratoga Springs affect other families along the Wasatch Front? And I thought, well, if these kids are sitting at home online learning, I think a lot of parents have either been approached by their high school students about this online high school that we have here in Utah, and what online learning in college, how effective it is. And there was a study, it was done several years ago by the U.S. Department of Education. And Frank, you and I didn't find a lot of data on this, but we did find this. It says, quote, students who took all or part of their class online performed better on average than those taking the same course through traditional face-to-face instruction. I was shocked by that. I was shocked by that because I have always pushed my kids, especially now that they're in college, get to the school and sit in the class and share ideas with other students. What's your takeaway now that your kid's been online learning for a few days?
You know,
a few weeks.
I will say that it's a I think it requires discipline, and for some kids they have that, and some kids they don't. But you have to have that level of discipline in order to be able to effectively learn online.
You mentioned Canvas, and my kids use Canvas as well. Yeah. It actually is a pretty effective tool. They come home, they do their homework. There's videos that they can watch to help them with concepts. In addition, I think there is a real argument to be made, Debbie, that there is a role. There is a role outside of traditional brick and mortar schools where kids can learn, and sometimes they don't need all of the instruction. They understand the concept, let them blast through, and spend the brain power where they need it.
We'll continue to follow that developing story as they wait for school to open at the middle school there in Saratoga Springs. Up next, it's World Suicide Prevention Day. We want to talk about a new clinical trial at the University of Utah that's testing a new treatment for teenagers who are depressed. And listen up, there is no medication required. We're going to talk about that.
Dave and Dujanovic. Get all news all morning. Then go in-depth about the news with Dave and Debbie.
I put your Social Security number on a billboard.
It would change nothing.
News at 5. Talk of 9 on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America. But this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.